BBC News with Neil Nunes. Britain has registered another daily record number of coronavirus cases with more than 53,000 confirmed infections. The figure comes as the British government is facing increasing pressure to tighten restrictions, with some hospitals at risk of being overwhelmed by increasing numbers of COVID patients. The Argentine Senate is debating a bill which could legalize abortion up to the 14th week of pregnancy. Despite objections from the country's influential Roman Catholic Church, the proposal has already been approved in the lower house. An earthquake in Croatia has killed 7 people and injured more than 20. The tremor, with a magnitude of 6.4, has destroyed many buildings in the central town of Petrinja. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has secured the support of Brexiteer members of Parliament for his trade deal with the EU. It's now expected to get parliamentary approval on Wednesday. The US Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has blocked initial attempts to increase aid to individuals under the latest stimulus package. The raise from $600 to $2,000 was approved by the House of Representatives on Monday. The French fashion designer Pierre Cardin has died at the age of 98. He was hailed for his visionary creations and ready-to-wear clothes. Russian state investigators have opened another criminal case against the Russian opposition leader and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Russia's investigative committee has accused Mr. Navalny and others of large-scale fraud. Mr. Navalny is convalescing in Germany after being poisoned in August with a Novichok toxin. Russia has denied any involvement. And the health authorities in Germany will have approved a new rapid coronavirus test that can give results within 40 minutes. BBC World News.